Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Good Soil Podcast, where the Word of God meets ears, minds, and hearts, and by His grace grows a great harvest. I'm Aaron Fesenmeyer, pastor of York Evangelical Free Church, right here at the crossroads of the Midwest, York, Nebraska. I am grateful you've joined me today. Today, we are wrapping up the pastoral epistles, those three letters being 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and now today, the letter to Titus. And these are letters written by the Apostle Paul to church leaders working to establish wholeness and gospel-centeredness in the congregations where they were sent to serve. And we don't really have much of a record of gospel ministry on the island of Crete in the Mediterranean where Titus was sent, but we do find out from this letter that it's not an easy place and it's not a paradise for God's people, but Paul does not want the church to be intimidated there, but walking as always by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. As always, Paul starts his letter in a way that frames the content to come. So I'm going to read the first two verses of chapter 1, and I want you to listen and see if you can pick these up. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began. Did you pick those themes up a bit there? This might be rephrased as a command to summarize Paul's intent with the letter. Live in truthful, godly, and hopeful faith as God's chosen people. There is always a both and that needs to be found with God's people. We need a true profession of faith, and we need true lives and conduct that reflect that faith. The Christian faith has always been a visible faith, as a pastor friend of mine has said. But this isn't easy in an area where the rest of the world had a proverb for the island of Crete and the Cretans who lived there. They said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. And Paul says in his letter, this is a true statement. I wouldn't want to be known for that, just saying. What are we, the people of God, to be known for instead? How about the truth and a life lived in truth? Paul in this letter puts a stark contrast between false teachers and believers whose lives are lies and full of them, with the true teacher and believer in Christ whose life lined up with godly teaching. Robust doctrine, holding to the truth, ought to in no way be at odds with biblical love and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches plenty of sound doctrine on love and what the Holy Spirit is going to accomplish in our lives. If that is at odds in our life, our understanding of the doctrine or our application of it needs to be brought into further submission with God's good character and design. Truthful lovelessness saves no one. Yet at the same time, the church's love must not be an existential emotionalism void of the full character of Christ. Such a love saves no one either. We need to be taught that if we want to get love right, we need to get the truth right, and vice versa. They play into each other. Paul goes on in his letter to show how the truth of the gospel is applied in love, to various areas of life. The gospel should move various groups in the church, and he mentions several: elders, older men, older women, young men, bondservants. It should move all of these people to, as Paul says in chapter 2, verse 12, to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. The life lived in Christ, being full of faith and good works, is to stand as a transformational and compelling example to an unbelieving world, to the Cretans in that case, and to the false teachers whose lives were not at all consistent with what they were professing. This is a good and straightforward letter, and it's pretty short. So today we're being a bit short. A life lived in the truth, speaking the truth, is a compelling example and compelling witness of our Lord Jesus Christ and the kind of life in his kingdom he wants for his people. So as we start this book, let me pray for us as we receive God's word in the letter to Titus. Father in heaven, thank you that you are true and that you love the truth. Thank you that you want your people to live in the reality of the gospel and to have lives marked by your Holy Spirit's real work. Please grant us changed dispositions as we read this letter. Help us to become more like Jesus. We pray these things in his name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Good Soil Podcast. I'm enjoying reading the Bible with you. Let's keep reading it together. His voice is worth hearing. Until I talk with you next, may God reap a great harvest in our midst as his word grows in good soil.